Today's daf is Zvachim daf Nun Beis, and we are 20 lines from the top of daf Nun Beis Amid Aleph, Tanya Kavase Durapapa. So we're discussing the halachas of Shvichas Shirayim. And as we saw in the Braisa that the Gemara brought on the very short daf Nun Aleph, the Torah says three times that the Shirayim of the Karban Chatas had to be poured on the Yesoid of the Mizbeach Ha'oil. The Torah says it by the Parkoi Mashiach, the Torah says it by the Parhel and Davashal Tzibur, and the Torah says it again by the Sir Nasi. So why did it say it three times? So the Gemara said that the first time it said it was Le'ikuva. You would have thought that maybe the Chatois HaPnimi, is being that the Ikras Rika was done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, on the Mizbeach HaKtoiris, maybe at least b'dieved, if you do the Shvicha Shirayim on that Mizbeach, it would be okay as well. Kamash Malon, that it's Ma'akev, that the Shvicha Shirayim had to be Dafka on the Mizbeach Oila. It said it a second time to tell me that there was no Yisoid on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Only the Mizbeach HaChitzain had a Yisoid, the Mizbeach HaPnimi had no Yisoid as well. The third time it said it was to tell me, Tein Yisoid, the Mizbeach Shaloila, that every single carbon whose dam went on the Mizbeach Ha'ila, which is Ruba de Ruba of Karbanos, had a mitzvah of Shvicha Shirayim. Even though the Torah only mentions the mitzvah of Shvicha Shirayim by the Karban Chatas, stating that the third time that it says El Yisoid Mizbeach Ha'ila teaches me that every single carbon that went on the Mizbeach Ha'ila had a mitzvah of Shvicha Shirayim. On that third drasha, the Braisa continued and said, Oyeinoy, how do you know that that's what the Braisa means? Maybe the Braisa is coming to teach me not a halacha regarding the Mizbeach Ha'ila, but maybe a halacha regarding the carbon oila, and to tell me that the carbon oila that had two zrikos shehein arba had to be dafka Keneged HaYisoid. Meaning when the Kohen was going to do the Shtayin Shein Arba, he had to be standing on the part of the Mizbeach. That was Keneged HaYisoid. But if he's not standing near the Mizbeach, Keneged HaYisoid, maybe the halacha is that this Rika is not going to be a good Rika. So who said it's telling me halacha regarding the Mizbeach Ha'ilah, that all Karbonos that were brought in the Mizbeach Ha'ilah have a mitzvah Shvicha Shirayim? Maybe it's telling me halacha regarding the Karbon Ha'ilah, not as it relates to Shvicha Shirayim, but as it relates to Tchilas Ha'ilah, that the Ikar's Rika had to be Keneged HaYisoid. And the Gemara said that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva both said that you don't need a pasuk for that. Because although that halach is true, I know that mi kal v'chaymer. Rabbi Shmuel's nusach of the kal v'chaymer, Rabbi Akiva's nusach of the kal v'chaymer was different, and it's in the beer of that nusach that segues into this daf. Rabbi Shmuel said that it's pashit that tchilas oila has a din of yisoid. Why? Madoch shirayin she'ein mechaprin tunan yisoid. Tchilas oila shemechaperes ein adin she'tunan yisoid. Rabbi Akiva said the same thing, but a little different. Ma shirayin she'ein mechaprin ve'ein bon lekapara tunan yisoid. Tchilas oila shemechaperes uba lekapara ein adin she'tunan yisoid. The Gemara said, what's the difference in nusach between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? And on that we had a machlokes on Meirab. Rav Ada Bar Rahava said, Shirayim ma'akvin ikibeinayu. Rabbi Shmuel holds Shirayim as ma'akvin. And as a result, there's only one difference between Shvicha Shirayim and Tchilas Oila. The difference is that Shvicha Shirayim is not mechaper, whereas Tchilas Oila is mechaper. But as it relates to ma'akiv, Shirayim ma'akiv. Rabbi Akiva holds Shirayim is not ma'akiv. As a result, there's two differences between Shvicha Shirayim and Tchilas Oila. Shvicha Shirayim is not mechaper and not ma'akiv. Tchilas Oila is mechaper and it's ma'akiv. Rabbi Papa said, the Kuli Alma Shirayim ain't ma'akiv. No way. There's no such Rabbi Shmuel that holds that Shirayim is ma'akiv. Why then, in Rabbi Shmuel's Nusach of the Kal V'Chomer, does it sound like there's only one difference between Shirayim and Tchilas Oila? It's because we're talking specifically about a Chatas Ha'oif. Chatas Ha'oif had a mitzvah of mitzoy, as we'll see more when we learn Perek Chatas Ha'oif. Mitzoy is ma'akev, and in the context of mitzoy of Chatas Ha'oif, there's one difference. Bottom line is according to Rav Ada Bar Rahava, there's a machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, whether Shirayim were ma'akev in Kapara or they weren't ma'akev. According to Rav Papa, everybody holds Shirayim in ma'akev. And so on that note, says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasig Rav Papa, a raya to Rav Papa, that everybody holds Shirayim ein ma'akvin, even Rabbi Shmuel, from the following Braisa. It's a long Braisa, and the Iker Tanya Kavasid Rapop is going to be from the first part of the Braisa. It says, Ves kol ha'par yishofech. In the context of the par koyim Mashiach, so you take all the leftover dam, and the Braisa asks, why do I have to say Ves kol dam ha'par? We know it's a par. We're dealing with the par koyim Mashiach. It's by definition a par. So why did the Torah have to repeat the word par? Says the Gemara, limeit al par yom kippurim shatom matan dam li yisoy divrei Rabbi. Says Rabbi, you know why the Torah chazered the word par to teach me another par, where it's not mufurish in the Torah has a mitzvah shvicha shirayim, that par will have a mitzvah shvicha shirayim. Which par is that? That's the par Yom HaKippurim, the par that the Kohen Gadol used to bring on Yom Kippur. It doesn't say anywhere in Pashuras Achrimos anything about shvicha shirayim. The extra word hapar that it says in the parsha of the par Koyim Mashiach teaches me that there's a mitzvah of shvicha shirayim. Amar Rabbi Shmuel said kavu chaymer. I agree with this halacha that there's a mitzvah of shvicha shirayim by the par Yom HaKippurim, but do I need a pasuk for that? I need the word hapar in the parsha par Koyim Mashiach to tell me that. Uma im mishein nichnas damel lefnim chayva ton yisoid. Mishein nichnas damel lefnim chayva ene din she ton yisoid. I can learn a kavu chaymer from the par Koyim Mashiach. Madach the par Koyim Mashiach who had mitzvah zrika in the heichal. It was one of the chatoyis apnimiyos, but there was no obligation to bring the par Koyim Mashiach. What does that mean? It means there's no chiyah for the Koyim Mashiach to do an avera, which is going to now require him to bring a carbon. It's just, if he did it, then there's a halacha. But if he didn't do it, then there's no such halacha. That's in contrast to the par Yom Kippurim, where every single year, the Yud Tishrei and Yom Kippur, there was an absolute chiyah. So argues Rabbi Yishmael, isn't it a kal v'chaymer? Madach the par Koyim Mashiach has a mitzvah shvicha shirayim. Certainly the par Yom Kippurim should have a mitzvah shvicha shirayim. I'm Rabbi Kiva chimed in. And he said, I agree with the kal v'chaymer, but I'm going to even ratchet it up a little bit more. Uma mi she'ein domi nichnas lefnai v'lefnim bein l'chay v'bein l'mitzvah ton yisoy. Madach the par Koyim Mashiach, which has no din that you take the dam into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to do zrikos. You're not allowed to just walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and do zrikos there. Still, there's a mitzvah shvicha shirayim. So mishen nichlas domi chayv lefnayim lefnim. The par Yom Kippurim that had zrikos hazois bein abadim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim ain't a din shatan yisoid. Bottom line is Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel both said I concur. I agree with the halacha that the par Koyim Mashiach had a mitzvah shvicha shirayim. But I don't agree with you, Rabbi, that it's learned out from a pasuk from the word hapar that it says in the parasha par Koyim Mashiach. I don't need a pasuk. It's one of the Yud Gemal Midrash HaTorah Nedrashes, Pam. I know it from Kal V'chaymer. The Braisa continues and says, Yochel Yakvenu, I would have thought that this mitzvah of Shvicha Shirayim that we just said, Rebbe and Rebbe Akiva, Rebbe Shmuel, everybody agrees, you have by the Pari Yom Kippurim. I would think it's Ma'akiv in the Kapar of Yom Kippur. Talmud Loimer, it says, V'chila Mechaper. That pasuk is in Parashas Achrimos. Right after the Kohen Gadol finishes doing the 43 Hazois, says the Torah, V'chila Mechaper HaSakodesh. Says the Gemara, Shilmu Kol HaKapara Itzkulon, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Yishmael says that from that pasuk I learned that after the Mem Gimel Hazois were done, everything is done. Meaning, you get kapara. There's mitzvahs to continue, like Shvicha Shirayim, but in terms of la'akiv, it's not going to be ma'akiv. Now, who said that the Shvicha Shirayim Yom Kippur was a ma'akiv? Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. So checkmate, that's the Tanya Kavasad Rapapa. You could stop right there. Technically, that you see clearly that Rav Yishmael is of the opinion that Shirayim wasn't ma'akiv, even on Yom Kippur, where everything is ma'akiv, Chukah Ksivbei, where everything is ma'akiv. We said you can't do Azrika Shalayim Koimei on Yom Kippur, the Seder is ma'akiv, still over there, the Shirayim is not going to be ma'akiv, says the Gemara, Kal V'chaim L'par Koimei Mashiach. So the Braisa continues, and the Braisa says that if Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael are right, that you can learn Par Yom Kippurim, that there's a mitzvah shvicha shirayim kal v'chomer from the par Koyim Mashiach, and you don't need that's called dam hapar yishofich the extra word hapar because I know me kal v'chomer. If that's the case, you can cut and paste. You can apply the same methodology of that kal v'chomer to the par Koyim Mashiach. In other words, why don't we say why did the Torah have to write the mitzvah shvicha shirayim by the par Koyim Mashiach? Why can't we learn it from the seir nasi? Madach the Seir Nasi that didn't go into the Heichal at all. It was a regular Chatas Chitzoyna. Still, there's Halacha of Tan Yisoid. Misha Nichnas Dami Lefnim, Bein Lechay V'Bein LeMitzvah, Ene Din Shetan Yisoid. So then certainly, the Par Koyim Mashiach, in other words, if we're saying that the fact that Dam of a Karban goes Lefnim, that's a Chumrah, and that chumrah should manifest itself that it make it more mistaber that there should be a mitzvah shvicha shirayim. That's why I know that if the par Koyim Mashiach has a mitzvah shvicha shirayim, certainly the par Yom Kippurim is going to have a mitzvah shvicha shirayim because it's more lefnim than the par Koyim Mashiach. Par Koyim Mashiach is not a chayva because the Koyim Mashiach doesn't have to do an avera. It doesn't go lefnai v'lefnim as opposed to the par Yom Kippurim. Then say the same thing that it should be pasha that if the Seir Nasi has a mitzvah shvicha shirayim, it's one of the three places where the Torah says mizbech ha'ila, then certainly the par Koyim Mashiach and the par Helam as well. So why the Torah write it? It says the Braisa, maybe I know why. You know why the Torah wrote it? Because what happens when the Torah tells you something an extra time when it comes to Kachim? Maybe the Torah told it to me to tell me it's ma'akiv. Because had I only known it from the Kal V'chomer from Seir Nasi, I wouldn't know la'akiv. Maybe that's why the Torah wrote it. Talmud Loimer, no, it's not ma'akiv. It's kol Hapar yishofech nitkoy hakosuv laasei vaasoy shiori mitzvah. And the way the Torah wrote the mitzvah shlichas yirayim, it's clear that the Torah is coming specifically to say that it's only a mitzvah, it's only shiori mitzvah, but it's not ma'akiv lemelcha to teach me that shirayim ain't ma'akiv. There's a nice Rashi. The Rashi on the bottom says, what does it mean nitkoy hakosuv laasei? So Rashi says that if you look at the way the Torah describes all the avodas, the Torah says v'lokach, v'hizo, v'nosan. When it comes to shlichas yirayim, it doesn't say v'shofach. Rather, what it says is "Ves kol dam hapar yishofech," and the lashon yishofech implies that it's not something that you have to do, but rather all it is shiori mitzvah. The bottom line is this is a brisa that talks about shvicha shirayim, whether it's ma'akiv, whether it's not ma'akiv. The brisa comes out. Rabbi Shmuel said that the shvicha shirayim of the pariyom ekipurim, even though it's not when lefnai velefnim, it was chayva. Still, the shirayim is not ma'akiv. The brisa also said that the parkoy mashiach, the parham davishol tiba, the sir nasi is not ma'akiv. But what we needed from this Gemara was Tanya Kavasi de Rapapa, because we had a machloikis Rab Ada Barahava and Rapapa had to understand the machloikis Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rab Ada Barahava, the machloikis was whether Shirayim is ma'akvi. He felt that Rabbi Yishmael Shita was Shirayim ma'akvi. Rabbi Akiva holds Shirayim is loy ma'akvi. Rapapa said Rabbi Yishmael holds Shirayim loy ma'akvi. Tanya Kavasi de Rapapa, this Braisa. Either way, the Sover Rabbi Shmuel Mitzvah Chatas Oif Ma'akiv, even Rabbi Papa that holds, Rabbi Shmuel holds Shirayim is not Ma'akiv, but he said that the Mitzvah of Chatas Oif, that is Ma'akiv. Faith the Gemara, but Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, Vanisha Vadam Yimotze, and we learn from there, Vahanisha Yimotze, Vashainu Nisha Lo Yimotze. If there's anything left over, then do the Mitzvah of Mitzvah, but if there's nothing left over, then there's no Mitzvah of Mitzvah. And this is Rabbi Shmuel talking. So you see that Mitzvah of Chatas Oif is also not Ma'akiv. So the Gemara says, straight on him, believe it, Rabbi Shmuel. You have to say that there's a Machlaik is what Rabbi Shmuel held. Rabbi Papa held that.
Say such a story that if it's left over, it's ma'akiv. If not,
meaning, but to the extent that it's left over, then maybe over there it's going to be ma'akiv. Aha. Saying the Gemara is saying that from the fact that you don't have to make sure that there's any dam left over for the mitzvah, that's see, maybe ma'akiv just means if it's there, then it's ma'akiv. But if but it doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be there. I have very gishmak. More on this note of shirayim ma'akvi or shirayim loy ma'akvi. Hay tana sov shirayim ma'akvi. I'll find you a tana in a brisa that holds that shirayim is ma'akiv, and the Gemara is going to bring now a long-winded brisa that's going to discuss, amongst other things, the sugya of Zerika Shaloi Bim Koymei. The Tanya we learned to the Braisa, HaKoyen HaMechata Oysa. So this pasuk is in Parashat Sav. That's one of the psukim that talk about the Korban Chatas. It's the general pasuk. If you remember from the sugyas of how we know Chatas Ton Sofoin. So there was one Chloeus Tiga pasuk that talks about the Korban Chatas. This is the pasuk. Dabra Laharin Valbonov Leimer Zeus Teres HaChatas Bim Koymei Shetishochei Ta'oilo Tishochei Ta'chatas Lefnei Hashem Kodesh Kodoshim. Then the pasuk says, HaKoyen HaMechata Oysa Yoichlena. We learn from there. So we know that the Korban Chatas needed four zrikos or four hazois. They had to be lamayla michut hasikur. Not just that, they had to be on the four corners in the mizbeach. The detail of which is going to be discussed in tomorrow's daf. Says this braisa that from the word oisa, hakayna machata oisa, we learn that the only time the chatas is meratza is if the dam was done the way it's supposed to be. It was done lamaila. But if it was done lamata michota sikra, it was done shalabim kaimai, it's not going to be okay. Now, obviously, at first glance, you have to reconcile this with the sugya of zrika shalabim kaimai. If you remember, daf chavav, daf chavzayin, mesech tezvachim, the Gemara brings Rabbi Yechon and Rishlak Ishmuel, whether zrika shalabim kaimai is kim kaimai dami, lav kim kaimai dami, with regards to kapar, with regards to Heter Basar. But if you remember, it was Mavur in the Sugya that Machlekes Amayuroim is really also a Machlekes Tanah. So at first glance, the Tanah of this Spricer right here is going to be of the opinion of Zerika Shalabim Koymei Lavkin Koymei Dami. But regardless, the first Halacha that the Tanah of the Braisa said is Akoyin Amachata Oiso, that if the Dam Chatas was brought Lemata, it's going to be Pasal. Says the Braisa, V'chimiayim Basal. Why do I even need a Pasuk to tell me that if the Zrika Shaloibim Koimoi, it's Lav Kim Koimoi Dami. That Lemaila is Ma'akif. You know why? Because I would have thought, Michal Shinem Evadam Zvachach Yishafi Chalam Ezbeach. And the Gemara said in the beginning of Perak Beishamay, Lemadnu, we learned from that Pasuk, Linditonim Bematan Arbashim Nosna Bematan Ana Achas Kiper. That even though the Torah says four Matonis when it comes to a Korban Chatas, but they're not all four Ma'akif. Only one of them is Ma'akif. From the Loshin Yachid of Evadam Zvachach Yishafi Chalam Ezbeach, we learned that only one is Ma'akif. But the four are not Ma'akif. So Yachol, I would have thought Afani Tanum Lamalish and also Lamata Keeper. Just like the minion of Dalit Hazois is not Ma'akiv, so maybe the Moklim of Lamaila is not Ma'akiv as well. It's for that reason the Torah had to say, Akoina Machata Oisa, Oisa Shinitan Dama Lamaila, Oisa Shinitan Dama Lamata. It's true, Dalit is not Ma'akiv, but in terms of Moklim, Moklim is going to be Ma'akiv. But the Brisa continues, is that so? Meaning, do I need a pasuk to tell me that Lamaila is Ma'akev? Because otherwise I would have thought that just like Dalit is not Ma'akev, Lamaila is not Ma'akev either. L'chura v'dinu. Nemru dam Lamaila, v'demru dam Lamata. There's certain karbonas whose dam goes Lamaila, such as Achatas. But then there are karbonas whose dam goes Lamata, even Achatas, such as Achatas Ha'oif. Because even though the Achatas is dam went Lamaila, but the Achatas Ha'oif's dam went Lamata. And mad damim hamur Lamata shas Lamaila like but the halach is that the Tana, this price assumes for a davar pashut, that Achatas Ha'oif, that's supposed to go Lamata, if you do Lamaila, it's like keeper. So after Mamur Lamaila Nasa Lamata like keeper, then the Chura, you should think that the Chatas that goes Lamaila, if you do Lamata, it should also be like keeper. So again, why do I need a Pasuk Akoina Machata Oisa to tell me that Lamaila is Ma'akev? If Lamata by the Chatas Ha'if is Ma'akev, why shouldn't Lamaila by the Chatas Behema be Ma'akev? But the Gemara says, Layam Amri Betachtoinim, Sheni Tonim and Asin, Lamaila, Shein Saif, Lamaila. Maybe the reason by Chatas Ha'if, Lamata is ma'akev, and if you put it lamaila, it's not okay. It's because you never find that the dam of a chatas ha'if should go lamaila. When does it ever go lamaila? The hazaz don lamata, so everything is don lamata, as opposed to toimer bel yoin shenosna lamata. But maybe the dam chatas behema that goes lamaila, if you would put it lamata, it would be kosher. You know why? Sheyesh mehem karav lamata, because it does have dam that goes lamata. What is that dam? Damim. Shirayim hapnimi, damim shirayim. The shirayim always goes lamata. So maybe you can argue that the chatas behema has more a shaykhis to lamata than the chatas ha'oif has to lamayla. Chatas ha'oif, the ikur hazah goes lamata. And there's no shirayim or anything else that ever goes lamayla. So maybe that's why if you do a lamayla shalayim kumi, it's going to be possible. As opposed to chatas behema that has a din that it's shirayim at least goes lamata. So once the dam of this animal has a sheiches to lamata, so maybe if you do the ikra azal lamata, maybe that's going to be good as well. So you can't say that, why do I need a pasuk to tell me chatas behema lamata's pasuk learned it from chatas oif lamaila? Maybe chatas oif lamaila because it has no sheiches to it. So it's good. That's why I need a pasuk akoyin amachata oif to tell me that even though the chatas behema has a sheiches to lamata, it's only with regards to the shvicha shirayim, but as it relates to the ikra azal, nah. But the Gemara says, I could ask you another kasha. Pnimi yamirichicho. L'chura, let's learn chatas behema lamata from a chatas pnimi bachotz. Why? Sheish behem karim bachotz. Because the chatois apnimiyos, even though the ikur hazah was done bifnim, but there was a part of the dam that went bachotz, and that was the shirayim. Because we said the shvicha shirayim always went on the mizbeach achitzin. And still the halacha is, the Tanna, the Braisa knows this somehow, that if you'd go take the dam from the chatois apnimi, and you'd put it lechutz, it would be as rikish leibim koimoi, and it wouldn't be good. So again, why do I need a pasuk of hakoyin amechata oisa to tell me chatas behema lamata is pasul? It's pasul, it's pasul. Why should it be any different, not from chatas ha'oif, but why should it be any different from the chatois apnimiyos? The chatois apnimiyos bechutz shleibim koimoi is pasul. It should also be pasul. What are you going to tell me? Because maybe the chatas behema has a sheiches to lamata. The chatas pnimi has a sheiches to the mizbeach achitzin also. And still you see it's going to be pasul. But the Gemara says, lo yamamri p'damim apnimiyim she'im mizbeach apnimiyim memarkon. Toimer bel yoinim shari karnis memarkos. You can't compare the dam of the chatas pnimi going on the mizbeach pnimi to the dam of the chatas behema that went on the mizbeach achitzin going lamaila, because the damim apnimiim, even though they go on the mizbeach pnimi, but the mizbeach pnimi wasn't memariket. So therefore, you would have thought him nasa lamata ksheira talmud loyma oisa oisa shenitin dama lamata velosh shenitin dama lamata. That's why I need a pasuk, because I wouldn't be able to learn chatas behema of the chatas chitzoni from chatas apnimi. Now, what's the reason? So the price was very sussel, because the damim apnimiim ein mizbeach apnimiim memarkon, as opposed to the damim chitzoniim, the karnois are memarkim, says the Gemara. What does that mean? Ma she'ein mizbeach apnimi memarkim. Doesn't it mean she'lav elu shirayim? Doesn't it mean because the shirayim is ma'akiv by the chatois apnimiyos? As a result, the mizbeach hapnimi isn't memark, meaning it doesn't finish the job, as opposed to by the chatos chitzoina. But al kaponim, what do you see from here? You see that the chatos pnimi, at the very least, shirayim, is ma'akiv. So bottom line, says the Gemara, Amar Rami Bar Chama, going back to the top of the Omer, Hai Tana Sava, Shirai Me'akna. Who's the Tana? The Tana that when he was speaking out, why you need a pasuk akayin amachata oisla to tell me that as rikas shloibim koyma by a carbon chatas beema is lavkim koyma dami? Why can you learn it from as rikas shloibim koyma from the chatos apnimiyos where if it was put on the mezbeich achitza and it's going to be possible learn one from the other? So he said he can't learn from there because there for some reason there's a svara that being that the shirayim is ma'akev. Where does it say Shirayim is Ma'akiv? She'in Mizbeach HaPnimi Ma'arkon. So maybe over there, Shalayim Koyim is Lafkin Koyim Yadami. As opposed to when it comes to the Chatas Behema, over there, it's going to be different. Bottom line, you see from here, this concept, but Al-Kopana by Chatas Pnimi, that Shirayim is going to be Ma'akiv. But Amalei Rava, but Rava said, if that's what it means, when the Braisa says She'in Mizbeach HaPnimi Ma'arkon, what's the Svara? What in the world is the Pircha? We're saying, you can't learn Chatas Behema from Chatas Pnimi, because by Chatas Pnimi, Shirayim is Ma'akiv. Just the opposite. Tesi Bekal V'chayim, Ma Shirayim HaPnimi. Were you telling me now Shirayim is ma'akiv? Still, that loch is shalaybim koimoy is going to be possible. What does that mean? Even though you have to do the Shirayim and the Mizbeach Achitzayim, and it's ma'akiv the Shirayim, meaning it's a chayva, it's something you have to do. Still, you say that's not enough to say that it has a sheiches with the Mizbeach Achitzayim. That if you go now and you do the ikra hazor on the Mizbeach Achitzayim, that it's gonna be okay. Then certainly, when it comes to lemaila, the hanitanim lemaila, she ain't soif on chayva lemata. Where there's no shirai ma'akiv on the Mizbeach Achitzayim. V'asam betchilu lemata. You go now like atchilu do lemata in the din shloi kiper. So that it wouldn't make any sense. Must be that's not what the Braisa means. Because if that's what the Braisa means, what kind of pircha is it? El, what does the Braisa mean when it says you can't learn Chatas Behemo Shenosna Lamata from Chatois Pnimio Shenosna Machutz? Because the Chatos Pnimi is Emes Beich Mamarkin. What it means is, El, Emes Beich Pnimi Mamarkin Mavad, El, Peroichas. It means something else. It means that being that there's a certain chumrah in the Chatois HaPnimio is that every dam that went on the Mizbeach HaPnimi also had a din hazah on the Peroiches. So maybe it's for that reason that Rikash Levim Koyma is Lavkim Koyma Dami. As opposed to a regular Chatos Behema that went on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, over there you're not going to have that halach. Tanu Rabbanon. Another.
That's a little different than what I was saying earlier. That why is not the Mizbeach HaPnimi itself a chumrah? What do you have to come to the Peroiches for? The fact that it has a zah on the Mizbeach HaPnimi itself should go for be the chumrah.
And Kimavura on Amud Aleph, with regards to Shvicha Shirayim, you see that any dam that's nichnas lehechol, you see has a chumrah, right?
Yeah.
That was the Gemara. That was the svar in the beginning of the dam.
The Gemara's answering now is because you see chumrah in the dam that it also needs zrukas peroiches. That's what we meant. That's a miracle. It's not just the word that's not finished off. The word that needs. That the dam has a
chum. You see, it's mashma from the Braisa. Again, the Braisa wanted to learn chatas that was born in the Mizbeach HaChitzayin that has to go lamaila. If instead you do a lamata, it should be shaloipim, it should be possible, and learn that from the dam that went in the Mizbeach HaPnimi that you instead put in the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. So you're just trying to find the chumra in the dam that goes in the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The chumra is that its dam also goes on the Peroicha. So you're saying, say pasha, the fact that it goes on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is in the Hechel, that in and of itself is already...
No, so I'm saying that's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara is a Memarkin, right? So the Memarkin means that it's not finished off. So we're learning now it's a Chum. If it would be just a Chum in the Dam, the Chum has a Pnim should be a Mav. The Chum is the fact that it's not finished off. It's a different type of Chum. I don't know what the Vard is. But it's a Vard that's not finished off.
Emphasis on Memarkin.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. So the Gemara Tanur about one more brisa regarding this halacha of Shirai Me'akvit, the Kilo Michaper. So this pasuk again is in Parshas Achrimos. The Gemara brought it in Amud Aleph. After the Kohen Gadol did the Mem Gimel Hazois, 16 on the Bein Abadim, 16 Kineged the Peroiches, and then you had another 4 on the 4 Karnes HaMizbeach, and 7 Al Tia Reish HaMizbeach. Says the Torah right after that, the Kilo Michaper Es HaKodesh. Says the Gemara, the Kilo Michaper in Kippur, Kilo, then Loi Kippur, Loi Kilo, Divrei B'Kippur. B'Kippur says, you know what you need to do? You need to do these Mem Gimel Hazois. You need to do the Zrikas, which ordinarily is the Mechaper. And if you do that, Kila. In Kippur, if you did the Hazois, Kila, you're done. If not, you're not done. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda said, I don't agree with that. Mipnei ma loy noimar, shouldn't we read it in Kila Kippur, in loy Kila loy Kippur? Meaning, it doesn't say v'chiper and then v'kila. It says v'kila then v'chiper. V'kiper then v'chila would suggest, as long as you do the kapara, v'kila, you're done. V'kila, v'chiper suggests just the opposite. You have to finish everything in order to get kapara. So let's learn from them. Shem chisa achs mikol ha-matonos. Lo yosav aloikum. Says it my benai. What's the nafgemina between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Akiva says that even though it says v'chila mikaper, but the way you read it is imkiper kila. Rabbi Yehuda says no, mipnei maloi noimer, just the opposite. Not imkiper kila, but rather imkila kiper. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shulman Levi argued what the nafgemina is, what exactly the machloikis is between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda. Chadama once said mashmoy starsh nikiminai. There's no nafgemina in halacha. They were just arguing how you're supposed to read the pasuk. Do you read it the way it's written, v'chila mikaper imkiper kila or imkila kiper? But from a halachic standpoint, there's absolutely no nafkimina. What does everybody hold? Everybody holds the mem gimel azoyis ha-ma'akev. What's mechaper is ma'akev. But anything beyond that is not going to be ma'akev. The chadam and the other one said, no, there is a nafkimina. There's a huge nafkimina. A nafkimina that is today's daf. And that is shirayim me'akvin ikebeinayu. Nafkimina is the shirayim of these mem gimel azoyis ma'akev, or was it not ma'akev? Meaning, Rabbi Akiva darshin imkila. Kila. What's mechaper ordinarily? The zrika. That's what you need to do, the azois. If you do that, you're done. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to be kila. What does kila mean? There's still more things you're supposed to do after the zrika. Shvicha shirayim. And unless you do that, you're not going to get kapara. So we have a machloikis, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. What exactly Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda were arguing? One of them, we don't know who said what, held Mashmoy Star Shanika Benai, there was no nafkamina halacha. The other one held there was a machloikis, the machloikis of Shirayim Ma'akvin. Says the Gemara, Tistayim, I'll prove to you, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who da'am Shirayim Ma'akvin. That Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is the one that held that the machloikis Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda was Shirayim Ma'akvin. In other words, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is the one that holds that Rabbi Yehuda holds Shirayim Ma'akvin. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Rabbi Shirayim Ma'akvin, because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi once said a halacha regarding the Avodah on Yom Kippur. What happens if after the Kohen Gadol finished all the zrikas, before the Shvicha Shirayim, the dam is nishpach? And he can't pick it back up. There's no way to do Shvicha Shirayim now. So he said a big Kiddush. According to the Mandama, said Rabbi Shulman Levi, that whole Shirayim is ma'akev, maybe par echa, bring a new par, umascho betchila b'fnim. And he told him which avodah you should start doing again. It's like this, you can have Shirayim. So you see, Rabbi Shulman Levi holds there's a Mandama that holds Shirayim ma'akvi. Oh, it must be, because Rabbi Shulman Levi is the one that holds that the machloik is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva is where the Shirayim is ma'akvi. And Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds Shirayim ma'akvi. And that's what he means. So you see, Tistayim, it's Rabbi Shua ben Levi. But the Gemara says, Alter Rabbi Yechon, Leslie Hasfar. Does Rabbi Yechon not hold that to such a man? No, but Rabbi Yechon said, Tano, Rabbi Nechem, you get every Yom Yishrayim Ma'akvin. Rabbi Nechem, you hold the Chiddush, in Perek HaShoichet V'amaylo, that if somebody would do Shvich HaShirayim Bachutz, outside of the Azara, he would be Chayiv Karis. And Rabbi Yechon commented, he said that that Rabbi Nechem, who said Shvich HaShirayim Bachutz, Chorus is Kedivrei Ha'oim Meshirai Ma'akvin. See, Rabbi Yechon also holds his man Dama that holds Shirai Ma'akvin. So say to Stein, Rabbi Yechon Dama. In other words, Rabbi Shuvah Levi holds his Da'azam man Dama, and Rabbi Yechon holds his such a man Dama. Elamai, what do you have to say? It's not a stira. El Kedivrei Ha'oim Mevalav Lahani Tanoi. Hachanami, Kedivrei Ha'oim Mevalav Lahani Tanoi. They both acknowledge that this man Dama is somewhere in the world that holds Shirai Ma'akvin. They were arguing whether Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing in that, whether Rabbi Yehuda is that Tana. Is Rabbi Yehuda the Tana that holds Shirayim Ma'akvi, or is he not the Tana that holds Shirayim Ma'akvi? One of them held he is, either Rabbi Shua ben Levi or Rabbi Yochanan, but you can't bring me Rayas who it was. The fact that Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds there is a Tana that holds Shirayim Ma'akvi doesn't mean he holds that Rabbi Yehuda is that Tana. And because you have a right, Rabbi Yochanan holds that there's a mandama that holds Shirayim Ma'akvi doesn't mean that he holds Rabbi Yehuda is that Tana. They're still arguing what exactly the machloikis is between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda.